Some of you may be wondering what exactly I'm doing here. To begin with, Doris Cole and I go back 3 decades. We were Havrusas at my first Kufa in Eretz Yisrael in the near. And having him send the message that I should come meant a lot. But I preferred meeting at more joyous occasions. My Shaykh is here. It's something that we never really publicized. In my 2 decades or so at Reish HaTorah, I have to say that one of the most meaningful different projects that I was involved in was that there was a group of women, some of them women that had taught women's issues, others wrote, others were just involved. They asked if we can get together regularly to discuss women's issues in Judaism. Some of those who had been teaching women's issues had some questions about whether or not they really believed in what they were saying. Others wanted to discuss problems within the community. All the wonderful things that are said about the woman's role. Do they fit the mitzvahs, the reality of what goes on? The Nefteris was part of that group. I'd like to share with you some insight into life as a Yid, something that I think she personified. The Rambam, in what he calls Perek Ches in his Hakdama to Pirushim Mishnayos, talks about the tachlis of all existence. He says everything that exists has purpose. When it comes to human endeavor, it's certainly that way. How then could it be that when Hashem created, there shouldn't be purpose to everything He made? So he says there's a tachlis to absolutely everything that exists. And he talks about the human being having to ask himself what his tachlis is. His maskona, the Rambam's maskona there is that the tachlis of the entire Bria must be the human being. And face it, we've learned to put animals in zoos, we've studied them. To our knowledge, they haven't studied us. The tachlis of all existence must be humanity. And what is man's tachlis? Says the Rambam, what is it that makes us so much bigger than them? What is it that we have that they don't? Strength. They're animals that are far stronger than us. Even courage. If you're talking about any physical function, there's an animal that does it better than the human. We have one advantage over them, and it's through this advantage that we really maintain our place as being superior. That's intelligence. And the Rambam writes that it is therefore poshut to the human being that our tachlis is to enhance our intelligence. Our tachlis is to become wise. In other words, if the purpose of all existence is for man and the purpose of man's existence is to enhance his intelligence, that means that this really is the tachlis of existence, for the human being to enhance his intelligence. it would sound as if the Rambam is telling us that the purpose of life is to be an academic. Doesn't sound so Jewish, but the Rambam doesn't end it. So the Rambam asks the Kasha, if that's the case, so why is it that we have so many mitzvahs? If that's the case, so why is it that there's such an emphasis on behavior, on ritual, do's and don'ts, Haryag mitzvahs? So the Rambam says, because if you're an academic but live like a behemoth, then you're an animal. So how did that answer the question? So you're an animal, but you're an academic. The Rambam is obviously defining Chochmah slightly differently than you and I would have. So the Rambam, wisdom doesn't mean how many volumes you've memorized. Chochmah does not mean how much information you walk around with. To the Rambam, a Chochm is someone who personifies his Chochmah. It's one who has internalized his wisdom and transformed himself into a Chochm. In Hilchos Deis, the Rambam describes what a perfect human being is. So he talks about Midas, what the perfect human being is. After describing all of that, the Rambam says, and why do we call this other Mashalim? We call him the Chochem. He's wise. Development of Midas, according to the Rambam, is not a matter of being good. It's a matter of being wise. The Rambam back there in the Hagdama talks about, well, Amor is Chosid. The Tachlis is not to be good and fine and pleasant to be around. Yeah, it's pleasant to have such people around. But that's not the Tachlis. The Tachlis is wisdom. And one who internalizes wisdom is a Chochem. And his Midas personify his Chochem. The process of learning. Here we are, we're a community, a world community, totally dedicated to Chochmah. What is Chochmah? What is the process of learning? What is the Tachlis when we go through a Masechta? What is the Tachlis when we sit over a Rashi for a day? What are we doing? We have the mind we walk in with. We have our attitudes. We have the way we viewed life. We have the way we would view a situation. And then we start reading Chazal's words, and they don't match. We even read a Gemara, and our minds, based on our personalities and our experiences, our minds understand it one way, and we take a look at Rashi, and he says the opposite. So we have a kasha. There's a sphere between my mind and the words of Chazal. So how do you answer the sphere? It's either I misunderstood Rashi, or there's something in my attitude that's not so straight and not so rational. And you start working on it. And as you figure out Pshat and Rashi, what you're really doing is starting to change your attitudes. Akasha meant a different attitude. The teretz means, oh, now I see it differently. I just learned another Maimer Chazal and it changed the way I look at the world. I have now transformed another cell in my brain. I've now aligned it to the Chochmah Elokis. I've now aligned it with Hashem's wisdom. The process of learning is a process of taking the human being with his human attitudes, with his instincts, and of course his experiences. Taking all of that, and then having that meet up face to face with the divine wisdom, and slowly building oneself, so slowly changing one's attitudes, until one can walk around saying, you know, I have what they call Das Torah. What is that? A mind that is aligned with Hashem's wisdom. Many people learn. Men learn, and women learn. And many people know. And many people know a lot. Not everyone knows the secret. Not everyone knows the secret that the Tachlis HaChayim is to take a human being that grows up within the animal kingdom, in the jungle called society, taking that human being and making him superior by developing his Chochmah, by developing his attitudes, by changing his innards, by changing the way he thinks, by giving him a divine mind. The Nefteres took every mitzvah and every piece of every mitzvah. She filtered her own attitudes through the eyes of divine wisdom, through the eyes of halacha, through the eyes of minig. It wasn't just a matter of doing, going with the flow, joining the society. This is the way it's done. She understood that if it meant change, she had an attitude and there was another attitude that was more correct. And it had to make sense and it had to sit well. And she worked. Avram Zokim, Baba Yomim. Yeah, Avram came with his days, they were full. The Nefteres went through years of Amelus. Amelus in trying to understand the Chochmah Elokis, understand the Ratzon Hashem, understand it for real, feel it, to the point where she can second the motion and not just accept, but say, yeah, that's the way it should be, this is ideal, there's nothing like it. In the years she lived and struggled and worked, she did more work than the average fine frum Jew does in a lifetime. The amelus over every issue, when everything was an issue. Because she was for real. Everything had to make sense. And if it didn't, that means I have to learn a new attitude. And I've got to understand it. And I've got to feel it. And live it. People talk of women's education today, Jewish education. Is that the way it's supposed to be? Is that what our great grandmothers learned? If we allow our daughters to be educated in every other aspect of life, if we allow our daughters to understand a world that is so much more complex than the world our great-grandmothers grew up in. If women today have a sophistication, are we to limit that to Limudei Chol? If the world is open, and even if nothing other than for a profession, Women learn to understand the world. But Dafka, when it comes to Yiddishkeit, Dafka there, which will leave them back, does anyone have a hava mina? That amaratzis is a goal? Does anyone have a hava mina? That it's a value, it's something to be respected? Men and women have different ways of learning. And of course the medium is different. Sitting over a Rashi for a day is something for a man to do. A man will get his chochma away. Women get their chochma. By internalizing every halacha, by seeing how that matches up with life, and they do it with a profundity, with an amkus, with a yashrus. That's something that has to be encouraged. It's a necessity. This is not Eisvahasis. This is Lechatzchila. The Nefteris was an example of what learning is for a woman in a real way. The godless of learning. The depth of understanding. And making sure that that matches up to the way we live. Making sure that we don't just talk. I was inspired getting to know her. I was inspired seeing the struggles and seeing the answers. This group that got together came with the big kasha that not everything they're teaching women they believe in. There is nothing in Yiddishkeit to be embarrassed of. There is no room for apologetics. There's no room for making up a dechiya bakash, some easy way to answer people and push them off. Chazal say that when they used to give smicha, when they used to be masmich for Rabbana, so they used to sing, lekol v'loy shorot v'loy pirchus v'yalaschem. It needs no cosmetics. Torah needs no cosmetics. It is yalaschem. Something more appropriate for a kala than for a smicha. We were talking about Torah. And this is a message for anyone who is going to teach, anyone who is going to be madrich. If there's a kasha, if people want to understand, if it doesn't match their values, you don't dress it up. You don't paint it over. Nothing artificial. The greatest raya, the greatest raya, is the fact that who is it that walks around with the most avas Torah? The people that ask every kasha. The people that tear it apart. The people that scrutinize every sugi, you look for what's wrong. We who look for trouble, we love every word of it. We value the richness of every extra letter in a pasuk. A pasuk, every extra letter in a Rashi. Every missing word from a Rashi. We who understand, we who've seen the problems. Painting it over is not the answer. Apologetics is not the way to go. Life swores, things that sound nice. People have questions. Let them learn the real thing. Let them ask the kashas. Let them understand the terrors. Let them understand that it's not, sort of, maybe, but it's the real thing. It's the real answer. And it may take some time to align one's brain. It may take one's time to develop the right attitudes. But that's the process of learning. And after an experience or two, you realize you're becoming bigger and greater. You're not more narrow, you're broader-minded. Understanding why this is treif and that is treif and that is treif, wanting to limit yourself, is not a sign of narrow-mindedness. It's a sign of piercing insight and understanding. You know, within our own ranks, sometimes one notices that although it goes unspoken, deep down people feel, you know, the street out there, it's a better life. And we're making sacrifices. And we're living with Mesiris Nefesh and Knishis Hayetzer. But we're going to get our lava for it, and it's worth it. That attitude is so treif. It's so small-minded. Ashreinu matei chokeinu. There is no competition. We have nothing to be ashamed of. Nobody thinks the Tachlis HaChaim is fun. Everyone feels the emptiness. Except for the people that don't experience it and never have. It's not just that you get schar. This is the better life. Or is it the better life? To know clearly why you wake up in the morning. To know why you live. To make conscious choices. To use your brains. And do things that are difficult because you know they're meaningful. To appreciate that giving does so much more for you than taking. On every level. It's mature. I don't know. Does an adult envy the kids with the lollipops? Do we envy the kids in the sandbox? But deep down, there are so many of us who envy the adult schmutz. Who envy a life where you're not bound by this rule and that rule. That's immature. That's not sacrilege, it's immaturity. But this is a godless you learn. It's real learning and real growth. This is what the Nefteris was all about. Growth. Becoming greater, more mature, and more understanding. And learning that living what is superficially a narrower lifestyle is broad-mindedness, is a sophistication of the brain. It's being the Chochmah. Chochmas Isha Bonsa Besa. She had Torah Simacha. She had the Chochmah of a woman. And she worked for it. Every step of the way. One could see the toil. One could see the struggle. And above all, one saw the joy with every bit of understanding. The joy, it sunk in, it made sense. I'm at peace with it. I'm happy with it. I second the motion. It's difficult to talk about simcha. It's so difficult to be maspid someone who was so full of life. Felt the pain, experienced the pain, lived the pain, and lived the joy. She was so alive. It's difficult to say Zichrona Levracha. It's so inappropriate. Yisrael Salanter used to talk about how people say, oh, the ones that pass away, they're part of the Chevra Starbers. They're part of that group that died. She was too alive. It doesn't sit well. It's so difficult. The Shmuel mentioned Rashi and Oz Yashir. They tell the Maisa that when the Belzer Rebbe told his first Tish in Eretz Yisrael, after he was rescued from the Holocaust, there was a small group of chassidim there. They had lost their families. Zechad Meir, it was one here, one there. And the Rebbe starts singing until one of them asked, how can we sing? All we can do is be misabel. How can we sing? And the Rebbe said, in the Makkah of Choshech, it says that 4/5 of Klal Yisrael was Nifter. We have to appreciate that when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, of course it was miraculous, it was joyous, but recognize they had just lost a greater proportion of the nation than we lost in the Holocaust. Most of Klal Yisrael was left behind. The Chamushim, all of them. So he said, that's what Rashi says. Oz Yashir Moshe Mikan L'Tchiyas HaMesim in HaTorah. If Klal Yisrael was able to sing, we knew that Klal Yisrael was showing that we never lost anybody. This is temporary. And every Jew is with us for all of eternity. Certainly a woman who is all life, all wisdom and all life. She's part of eternity. And one day, if we're Zoicha, we'll be able to see her shining. showing her true self, the Chochmah and the life.